The problem is all inside your head, you said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There's only 7 steps to stop your taxes. He said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being rude. There's only 7 steps to stop your taxes. 7 steps to stop your taxes. Did you study the law, Mom? Do not confess to Bess. There's no need to fear, dear. Just get yourself free. Listen to me, Lee. You don't need to discuss much. To Congress, you write twice and get yourself free. Read the guarantee, D. Join the freedom plan, Stan. Then spread the word, GERD. Just listen to me. Study the law, Pa. Don't you confess, Bess. There's no need to fear, dear. Just get yourself free. Said it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said I appreciate that. So would you please explain about the 7 steps?
Welcome, my friends, to another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Freedom Law School's website is freedomlawschool.org. My name is Payman Motayadeh. I'm the president of Freedom Law School, and for over 30 years, I've not filed and paid any federal income taxes legally, safely. Never been to prison for not filing and paying income tax, because there's no law requiring you or me, the people of the 50 states, to file and pay federal income taxes. Now, tonight, I'm going to talk to you about the topic of, can President Trump eliminate federal income taxes, which you've heard him talk about online several times over the last year or so? And if so, how can Trump do so? And I will answer that question to you. Yes, he can do so. And I'll tell you how he can do so and when he can do so. But first, let me share with you a little bit why it is so important to actually do eliminate the income tax and even payroll taxes and give you money back to you that belongs to you. This is your money that they're using to all these evil purposes. Let's take a look, for example, war. Well, the worst thing in humanity is human beings killing each other. It's the most senseless, crazy thing. Human life is precious. Why do human beings, instead of conversing, debating, talking civilly, calmly, come down to murder each other? And why would we have to support anybody in doing that, you know, when we want to encourage people to come with peace with each other, try to work toward peace? This is, for example, not just war in Ukraine and Russia, but look at Gaza. This is Gaza before the war. A little tiny little place, 2 million people city, okay, between Egypt and Israel. And these people have no access to the outside world because on the north is Israel, south is Jordan, and Mediterranean Sea. So they're like basically a little city prison out there for practical purposes, because those governments would not let them go out by the sea or land any place else without their explicit permission, which is very rare. So here we got, this is another picture of that city. You know, people live in these apartments. These are homes by the beach. And look what it is now. What has become? You see the building over here? And what happens? Boom. Yep. A huge bomb is thrown in there. And what happens? Yep. Becomes all rubble. And it starts looking like this. Yep. And look at that big hole, deep hole. That was a heck of a bomb to that deep hole. Look at all this rubble. Block after block of rubble. This is not just buildings that have been damaged. It's just rubble after rubble that you see of this crazy. This was a few footages that people living in tents, few footages you get out to see the devastation human beings do unfortunately, to each other with war. It's not just one-time bombing. You see, like, some of these buildings have been hit once. Those places are demolished. To do that, it takes multiple bombings or huge bombs to be totally demolished and cremated like that. Look at this whole city. The buildings are all, pretty much all, seriously damaged. And look at this. And much of it is simply flattened. This is not Nagasaki, Hiroshima, with atom bomb of the United States with Japan. This is not Dresden, Germany, where allies just bombarded that place for several nights to nothing. No, this is here in 2025 in Gaza, okay? And the studies have shown unprecedented loss of life and life expectancy. These people, there's only 2 million people. 2 million. It's not like a huge country, right? And these people found out that they estimate, these experts, that 78,000 people were killed between October 2003 and December 2024. Oh, that does not include 2025, which is almost done. So the real number, best guess, is over 100,000 more people. About the same, I think, that Nagasaki, Hiroshima, the atom bomb, I think they killed maybe less people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki by atom bomb with conventional weapons, right? With 2,000-pound bunker busters paid with your hard-earned money. You don't have enough to cover the cost of high rent, high food, high electricity, but Uncle Sam is happy to take your money and put it toward war and murder of innocent people rather than promoting peace. You were conned, folks, into paying to fund all of this murder, destruction, and waste. And this has been going on for a long time. Here's a report, okay, that says that the U.S. has provided at least $21.7 billion in military aid to Israel since the start of the Gaza War in October 7, 2023, okay? However, that does not include additional tens of billions of dollars in arms sales agreements have been committed for weapons and services that will be paid for in the years to come, of course, out of your pocket with the taxes that deceive you or coerce your employer to steal out your paycheck to pay for all of this destruction, instant peace that I know American people want to have. And even when they do stuff that they claim is good for your health and safety and not getting sick and pain, the Obamacare, Obamacare for real, the architect of that, he admitted that they used deception to pass that monstrosity because health insurance costs are going astronomically high, not to mention drugs, pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines are not the answers anyways to your health. Good health is what? Good nutrition, exercise, rest, right? Happy, positive, loving attitude, emotionally. All that stuff matters much more than getting drugs and cut your body up with surgery. Look at what this guy admits about how they passed the Obamacare through deceiving you that call you stupid Americans. Look at what he says, this guy.
Advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not be transparent. Don't let you see what's really going on out there. And most people are too busy with their lives. They with their spouses, children, bosses, work, car broke down, plumbing problems, daily lives, to pay attention to what's going on with government and our public servants. And they call you stupid for passing this thing because they have to deceive you to rip you off. Insurance companies are making tons of money on Obamacare. Pharmaceutical drug companies making tons of money. And so are the big hospital chains, the money-making schemes. The system has been corrupted by your money. All this is happening, okay? So let's talk about the military budget, okay? The Pentagon just cannot even pass a simple audit, okay? The Pentagon just failed again for the sixth time in a row. The agency accounts for half of the money Congress approves each year and can't figure out what it did with all of that money. Isn't that crazy? They don't know what to do with the money. Okay, the Pentagon has never passed an audit. And then, since 2018, had even never had an audit even completed. Can't even complete an audit now for the last 7 years. And in the most recent audit, Pentagon was able to account for just half of its $3.8 trillion in assets, including equipment and facilities. Okay, that means that $1.1 trillion is unaccounted for. Where is it? We don't know. We don't know where our tanks, our missiles are. Where is it? Where did it go? That's more than the entire budget Congress agreed to for the current fiscal year. Okay? No other federal agency could get away with this. There will be congressional hearings. There will be demands to remove agency leaders or to defund those agencies. Every other major federal agency has passed an audit proving that it knows where taxpayer dollars it is entrusted with are going. Yet they pass these monstrosities, okay? Your money, when you need it to live, to survive in this inflation, with wages having not kept up with rent, with cost of electricity, with cost of food, okay? They're having you be a good slave with complete unaccountability on what's done with your money besides war and destruction, right? So here's, by the way, in the short video that came out just before 9/11, September 10th, okay? This is under George Bush, Secretary of War Rumsfeld, okay, talking about the audit of the Pentagon. This was on CBS News, folks. Check this out. Okay, here we go. Okay, let's play it.
Calls for more than $48 billion in new defense spending.
More money for the Pentagon when its own auditors admit the military cannot account for 25% of what it already spends.
According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
$2.3 trillion, with a T. That's $8,000 for every man, woman, and child in America. To understand how the Pentagon can lose track of trillions, consider the case of one military accountant who tried to find out what happened to a mere $300 million.
We know it's gone, but we don't know what they spent it on.
Jim Minery, a former...
Yep. They don't know. That was over 20 years ago, folks. This audit was over 25 years old, $2.3 trillion. Where did it go? They don't even know. This is your money being wasted, and thieves and crooks and murderers, they're benefiting from your hard-earned money that you need for you and your family. So let's take a little bit more look at what's going on with the situation. Here's the military spending of U.S. at the big circle on the left compared to other countries on Earth. $876 billion for U.S. China is number two with $292. Russia, $86 billion. Ukraine, $44 billion. UK, $68 billion. America spends more on military than all the next 10 countries combined. That's right. Why did we waste all your money on all this military spending to murder more people? Other countries don't spend nowhere as much. It's crazy. Okay, our money being wasted. Okay, and now, with tariff revenues, what's going on, okay, that they're starting to go up now because Trump has made some positive changes and taxing foreigners and imports that is making a difference, okay? For example, this article by Zero Hedge, one of my favorite websites, by the way, if you haven't checked out Zero Hedge, you probably want to check it out, okay? What does it show? That tariff revenues surged to $31 billion in 1 month of October, a new monthly record, as Trump's trade policies continue to remake U.S. trade in flows, okay? And if this continues, that will be close to perhaps $400 billion that can potentially, you know, reduce the budget, and cut how much government can rip off you with deception with income taxes that you never owed. Okay? Now, here's the here's what Trump can do. Trump can simply, this is how he's going to do it. Ready? Trump can simply do what I just put on this page. I made up this page of what Trump can do to get rid of the income tax. He can do that anytime. He can do it next week if he knows what I'm going to show you. He will not need to pass any constitutional amendments. He does not need to pass any laws through Congress to get rid of the income tax and payroll taxes, which is a tax on the working poor, middle class, and small business owners. Okay? All that could eliminate himself, Trump, without any approval by Congress whatsoever. I'll show you how in a minute, but this is what he can do. Watch. Okay? Okay? He can put on the IRS's website, irs.gov, a message saying American individuals and employers can stop filing and paying and withholding federal income taxes. A simple message to the American people for President Trump. Okay? Okay, whatever that year will be, 2000, but of course got to be changed to, the date got changed to 2020, well, before 2028. We got to change that date on that, okay? But the people in 50 United States have never been liable to fall or pay federal income and payroll taxes. He can simply just tell them the truth, the law as it is written, and you'll see that in just a minute. I'll show you the legal basis for Trump can do right now. Employees, you can take this notice to your employer to stop all federal income and payroll taxes being withheld from your paychecks. That will help you get your whole paycheck to be able to cover your rent and food and expenses. You have some savings maybe for emergencies? Of course it will. That's the solution. It's right there. Okay? And employees, you can take this notice to your employer to stop all federal income and payroll taxes being withheld from your paychecks. Okay? Okay, employers, you can stop withholding federal income and payroll taxes from your employees' paychecks. For further details, click on the link below, okay? And that link, okay, and details for employers and employees is basically what I'm going to show you. Much of that is right here in this next slide, okay? Here it is, what Trump can do. This is AI, okay? But Trump can announce this to American people. Have fun with this AI of Trump. We made hike it and income tax this year, next year, or before he leaves his presidency in 2028. Here we go.
This is President Trump. I'm announcing to the American people that I'm exposing the IRS, deep state, and eliminating all income and payroll taxes forever because there was no law in the first place to require the people of the 50 American states like you to file or pay income or payroll taxes to begin with. I'm ordering the IRS to put on the front page of their website that no employer by law should withhold from the pay of any worker in the 50 United States any income or payroll taxes. No more W-4 forms, no more W-2 forms, no more 1099 or K-1 forms whatsoever. American people, you are free. You could take this video to your employer and demand that they stop taking money out of your paycheck immediately. Employers, you stop taking money out of your employees' paychecks and send that money illegally to the IRS because the income tax was meant to be for citizens and residents of the District of Columbia, not the people of the 50 states. I'm also notifying the Congress that this order will become 100% effective 90 days from now. Congress must come with a solution. Pass my act to add tariffs, tax on immigrants, tax on foreigners going to America. Yes, we'll tax foreigners going to our universities, going to our schools, coming into work. They will file and pay income taxes for the privilege of going to school, coming to America, working here and importing goods into America. And you, the American people, will be free once again like you were meant to be, as free Americans.
Yep. Trump can do that before he leaves the office if he gets in touch with Freedom Law School and we get to show him where I'm going to show you he cannot do it otherwise and will not happen. It's just good feeling talk. So let's get on it, and you can start right now. Stop filing the income tax. You don't have to wait for Trump to legally and safely stop filing and paying income taxes and put the money back in your pocket where it came from and it belongs versus all the criminality, war, and corruption you're seeing out there, okay? So you see, this is a 1040 U.S. individual income tax return form that they deceive you to file every year. The accountants, the CPAs, are ignorant liars, okay, tax attorneys, and the media, okay? And if you look at the filing requirements of the 1040 income tax form the IRS puts out, that tells you that these rules of the 1040 form apply to all U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live and resident aliens. But that U.S. citizen, I'll show you, it is not you, the people of the 50 states. I know this is surprising to you, but watch. Give me a few minutes, and I'll prove it to you. Let's first get into what the IRS and the law says a little bit more with going to U.S. Treasury regulations as published by the government. This is the U.S. Treasury saying their laws. Income tax on individuals, okay? Section 1 of the code. What is that? The Internal Revenue Code. This is the book. The Bible of the IRS, okay? This is what the IRS goes by. There's about 10,000 pages of tiny font, tissue-thin paper, gobbledygook of confusion, does not apply to you except if you drill oil and very few other special activities. It's not about you. The regulations are based upon the law, the Internal Revenue Code. So, what does it say? It says that Section 1 of the Internal Revenue Code imposes an income tax on income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States. By United States, does not mean the 50 states. It means Washington, D.C. Just wait. I'll show it to you. Just wait, okay? Here we go. Now, we go further, and the regulations tells you that citizens or residents of the United States liable to tax. In general, all citizens of the United States, wherever resident, and all resident alien individuals are liable to the income taxes imposed by the code. I agree with that completely with the law as published by U.S. Treasury, okay? And look at the interesting part, okay? They say that who is a citizen? Every person born or naturalized in the singular United States. It's not these 50 United States. It's a singular, the United States, and subject to its singular jurisdiction as a citizen. That's how you know they're talking about the Washington, D.C. government, to its jurisdiction, not the 50 United States that we are normally led to believe. For nationality purposes, the law is completely different. It applies to all 50 states. This is for tax purposes. As you'll see, I'll show you just momentarily, will surprise you about how they wrote the law deceptively to deceive you. Because here it is now, the law as published by the U.S. House of Representatives, U.S. Code.house.gov, tells us the United States Code is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States. It is prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. This is the official, direct source of law. All lawyers, judges, and citizens, everybody goes to Congress to see what the law is, okay? And title or category 26 is the Internal Revenue Code. That's right. This is the federal taxes are right here. So here you see in the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26, there's a section, okay? 26 U.S.C. United States Code, Section 7, 701, definitions. There's a chapter 79 on definitions, which this is a part of. And it says that when used in this title, what title? Title 26 again, folks, the Internal Revenue Code. That is what it is speaking about, okay? Okay, they define many things, including, look at this, United States, and state. Let's go to state first, okay? The state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia. Huh. Not any of the 50 states are mentioned, and D.C. is not even a state. But that's okay. Congress can add or exclude whatever they want. They are the lawmakers, right? Because such construction or interpretation is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. You need to know the limits and the breadth of this title of laws. The state means District of Columbia only. And now you see United States, you understand United States, when used in a geographical sense, what land mass it covers, and that's what matters, includes only the states, which now know means what? The District of Columbia. Plural states, the same as one. One D.C. or 20 D.C.s, it's still D.C., right? So the United States includes D.C. plus the District of Columbia again. That's right. All those apply to only people who are from Washington, D.C., not the people of the 50 states. I know you think, oh, Paymon, the 50 states are automatically included. Everybody knows it's implied. No. You cannot imply assuming the 50 states are included, and they're not, according to who? U.S. Supreme Court and their decisions. Look at this one, Stenberg versus Carhart. It's a Supreme Court case of year 2000. Here's what they say about definitions. When a statute or law, okay, let me straighten this out for a second, guys. Okay, because it went off a little bit. Here we go. When a statute includes an explicit definition, we must follow that definition. That's right. You got to go by exactly what the Congress says, okay? Even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Ordinarily, 50 states will be included. But no, they're not included in the definition because they're not listed there, okay? And furthermore, Supreme Court says what? It is axiomatic, self-evident, obvious that the statutory or legal definition of a term excludes unstated meanings of that term. If something is not stated in there, it is not there. The 50 states are not listed here in United States and state. Therefore, they are not part of United States at all whatsoever. And I give you a tax case now, unanimous U.S. Supreme Court case to further drive the point home in this Gould versus Gould 1917 case, which has never been overturned. It's still good, solid tax law, and the Supreme Court says in their interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levying or imposing taxes. So in understanding laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule not to extend their provisions. Do not extend the provision of tax laws by implication or implying beyond the clear import of the language used, beyond what the law clearly shows, or to enlarge their operation of tax laws so as to embrace or include matters not specifically pointed out. If something is not specifically pointed out, it is not there. And if you have any doubt about this, any doubt, they are construed most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. End of story, folks. So it's very clear. They lied to you. They deceived you to pay income tax on this 1040 U.S. individual income tax when really this is not a regular 50 states U.S. Take out the word U.S. on there and add instead D.C., District of Columbia. Got it? This form, take out the word U.S., okay, exit, instead put D.C. This is the District of Columbia individual. They have to follow up income tax, not you, the people of income tax. So Trump is going to simply declare the law as it's written right now and enforce it. And by giving Congress 90 days, so look, you can now pass income tax on foreigners who are given the privilege of coming from a foreign country to America like me, coming from Iran. I could be taxed to pay income tax as a foreigner for the privilege of haven't become immigrants until the person becomes a U.S. citizen, so we can have a long time where they become permanent residents. They got to file income tax on time for like 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever. Then you have a good record of being paying income tax as a foreigner for the privilege to come to America. Now we let you become a U.S. citizen, an American, for nationality purposes, and you're free. We can tax foreigners when they bring goods to America. Imports, buy American, no import tax at all. But if you want to bring something from China, from India, another country, pay income tax. You want to come to our universities? Oh, no, no, Harvard, Yale? We're going to tax you for giving that seat in your university to a foreigner. You go Harvard and Yale, educate Americans. Yes, we'll tax you if you sell, you know, have a foreigner take that seat in America that belongs to an American first. And you, the foreigner from India or China or someplace else, you want to come to America, get educated in our universities, you'll pay the tax as well. That is what Trump can do to reduce the size of the government, get rid of all the military and all the waste and corruption. Okay? Have you, the Americans, be free again. America's founding fathers, in the 1800s, we had no income tax, except for a few years during the war of Lincoln with the southern states. Temporary, that went away. We're free. That freedom made America great and prosperous. We have homelessness in America, rampant. Our cities are decaying because of the slavery and income tax system. And, of course, the Federal Reserve, privately Central Bank of America, corrupt money system with it. Privately, the money of America is owned by the banks. They make money out of thin air and lend it out at interest. The fraudulent money they make by loans to American people. Those are two pillars of poverty of Americans. Income tax, payroll taxes, and the money system. Let's tackle income tax because you can do something about it right now. You can free yourself right now. Give yourself a pay raise right now. All you gotta do is go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, okay? And you're gonna educate yourself for free at freedomlawschool.org and never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely guaranteed if you choose. Go on the right on the top, free yourself from tax withholding. You can stop withholding from your paycheck for free. That's right. Follow the video instructions and written instructions. It's all there. The sample forms are there for you to get your paycheck back. Again, income taxes, okay? If you work for yourself, if you're an independent contractor, stop paying the swamp. Fire your accountant, CPA, tax attorney who makes you a slave. You don't need that guy. It's same as a doctor giving you a jab, the corner jab that is dangerous to you, that can kill you. Don't listen to that guy. He doesn't know the law. Now these guys know the Internal Revenue Code. They pretend to know, these CPA accountant and attorneys know the law. They do not know it. You just saw the law for yourself with your own eyes. Verify the truth for yourself. The seven steps of yourself is there. Follow the law. Stop signing 1040 forms. Stop putting the form, 1040 form rope around your neck for the IRS to click and hang you with it, okay? You know, you gotta believe that, know the truth. It's a trap, that 1040 form. You sign under oath that you owe the IRS money. If you don't sign it, you don't owe the IRS nothing at all. You gotta understand their myth. They're scaring you with propaganda and lies to be a slave. Don't buy the propaganda. It's all a bluff. Okay? They brainwash you to be a slave with panic, stress, fear. No. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free, brothers and sisters. Okay? And there's more in these seven steps. Okay? You've got to educate yourself how you have the power. I've been the IRS many times. So have my students. None of them gone to prison, ever. If they come to me clean, stop filing income tax with Freedom Law School, no one's gone to prison, and neither will you, because we follow the law, and we beat the IRS with it. And listen, you are in charge. You have the power. You don't have to pay tribute to the beast. It's really slavery, IRS. You can question authority, okay? And you will not go to prison by writing petitions to lawmakers spelling all this out. And join hands while you're at it with each other. Like America's founding fathers, these great men got together, and you can do the same. That's why our Restore Freedom Plan was founded, okay, with the guarantee that ISIS will not be able to hurt you, because we guarantee it, okay? If they take your money, we'll reimburse you in full. We'll do all the work for you to protect you, and you will not go to prison. And please bless everybody around you, anybody you love and care. Tell them about Restore Freedom Plan. Arm them with the truth and the law. Have American people be free, American families be great and free again. It is all your choice. And we'll pay you by telling other people about us, by the way. Here, Fast Track Your Success brochure, or the other one, Restore Freedom. They both show you how legally, safely stop filing income taxes. These are free. We mail them to you at no charge. Tell people, freedomlawschool.org. $50,000. Anybody can show these brochures are wrong. These 12 pages are the law. So, folks, it's all in your hand. I say from Iran to America to be free. I found America is not a free country. But what did I do? Go back? No. I said, I'm going to put my stake in America and have America be free and great once again it can be. What does it take? For us, as the people recognize we have the power. The founding fathers guaranteed us the Constitution is on our side. So are the laws. We're just taught ignorant of all this in the high school, in the public school system. We have to educate ourselves and then tell everybody else. So with that, brothers and sisters, Trump can shortcut us if you can put me in touch with him. But join our Restore Freedom Plan. Help fund their efforts to reach Trump, reach bit podcasters that have to talk about this. Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, PBD, Alex Jones, these guys and others, you know, all these guys should be talking about this. What's this guy, the big guy, and what's his name, Joe something? What? These guys should be interviewing at Freedom Law School to get it out there. What's his name, that guy, Joe something? You know what I'm talking about? Okay. We need your support to get the word out there and to get to Trump and realize this. He can make America great again. He can be the guy that make America free great by enforcing the law as written and free American people of the slavery of the income tax system was never meant to be imposed as written by law on you, the American people. So I want to share with you all this information. This is my love for you because I want you to be free, prosperous, with peace, joy, happiness, and love with your family and everybody you love in a world of peace and prosperity, happiness, and love. Take your step by going to freedomlawschool.org. As you drive around, play our videos, listen, watch the road. When you get to work at lunch or home evening, play the video once again on your smartphone. This time, watch and verify and internalize. Free your mind. If you free your mind of the brainwashing of the income tax slavery, you don't have to be afraid anymore. You'll be smiling like me, happy and free. So I'll give you my love with all this information, empowerment. Take it. Have yourself be free, and your family, friends, anybody you love, share the good news with them, and have you and America all be free and great with love and peace once again. Thank you for being with me. FreedomLawSchool.org. Go there now. Okay, now we're going to get to the fun part out of many of you like, which is the question and answer session, where you get to ask me questions about this issue, about freedom, about how to end income tax slavery. By the way, the way to get Congress people to represent us is, well, you don't pay income tax, okay? You can join our Restore Freedom Plan 70% you get to keep, 30% you contribute to our plan. But basically with that money, we're going to try to support freedom candidates that believing that they work for you, the American people, not the big, powerful, all the money, special interest donors of the politicians that they use that money to get themselves elected, to advertise themselves. Okay. Now we got our own money back. We can support good people like Thomas Massie, okay, congressman from Kentucky, like Ron Paul, okay? Good people that believe in America is truly first. Your rights come from God, okay? We can do that if we all take part and do our part. If you don't, you want to pay a Jordan Restore Freedom Plan? Don't. Keep the money. Yours is 100%. That's okay. Especially if you're poor and young, you need it. I know inflation is hurting everybody bad. Cost of food, housing, electricity is up the roof. Your wages don't keep up with that. I understand. Just do it. Just help yourself. Let the fear go with knowledge. All right? So here we go now. I'm going to get your questions answered. The number to call if you have a question is 424-552-1299. And then on your telephone keypad, press 1, and you're going to be on a list of people to get your questions answered. Again, the number is 424-552-1299, and then press 1 on your telephone keypad, and you'll be on the list of people to get your questions answered. We have one person right now, from area code 540, ready to get their question answered. And we have another call from area code 510 following them. And I have also some people send their questions by email. I'm going to cover those as well. And any questions that may be online by text, I'll do my best with those questions as well. So let's go with the call from area code 540. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hey, Bayman. Nice to be on with you tonight. My name is Jason.
Hello, and, Jason. How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Hey, I actually heard about you through Dr. Lee Merritt. I was listening, watching a video, and saw that you were on her show.
Yes, one of our students.
And,
yep.
So
she walks the talk.
So then I started following you.
Yeah. Very good. So how may I help you, Jason?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've really enjoyed watching your videos. I've spent a lot of time watching your website and going through the 7 steps. A lot of great information there. There was somebody that sent me something, an article showing that maybe you had been held liable for or had a notice of deficiency maybe for 2001 to 2006. It was like a fair amount of like $93,000.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if maybe you could just clarify that and just tell me what happened there. Did you find some kind of resolve to that, or what exactly happened with those 5 years?
Well, the IRS has been harassing me for over 30 years to stop me speaking up, to shut me up. My freedom of speech, they want me to stop talking to you. They want me to go back to Iran and stop having you be free. So for over 30 years, I've been under criminal and other investigations, as you see on my step 4 on our website, okay? I'm serious. At least under 3 different separate criminal investigations, tried to put me in prison. Back in 1993 was the first one. No, back in 3. And then, 93 or 94, I forgot. One of those 2 years. And the next one was under early 2000 years. And right now, I'm under criminal investigation again. They had me as an abusive tax shelter promoter. They looked at me for at least before 2003, and they closed that investigation in 2016, over 13 years later. They can't even drag me before a government paid by his crooked judge to say, oh, I think he's an abusive tax shelter promoter. Let's close him up. They know they have no such case. Because everything I do is First Amendment free speech and First Amendment rights of expression to correct our corrupt government. So they don't even do that. So civilly, they railroaded me one time back in 4 year 92, 3, 4, when the tax court in 96. The crooked tax code judge ignored the law, ignored the facts, ruled against me. Court of Appeal rubber stamped it. Then they took me to court to take that tax thing, make it another judgment for another 20 years. They did that. Okay? Or 10, 20 years. Anyhow, so they did that in 2008 for 10 years. In 2018, that tax fell off. Also, never paid him a dime. Now, they can't put me in prison to shut me up. They can't close me as an abusive tax shelter promoter, like they've done to a lot of people back in the early 2000 years. They closed over 100 organizations with abusive tax shelter label, easily by going to court, one judge. And I drew a trial with 12 regular Americans. One crooked judge is all they need. They wouldn't even do that with me. So, they've gone, well, we got to go. We can't just let off on Paymon. We can't let the guy just go wake up the slaves. We got to keep him afraid. So we got to make Paymon look bad, you know? So what do we do? Oh, I know what we can do. Let's go do what we did to him again back in 96. Take him to tax court. Get one of our crooked judges, you know, railroad him through. Let the court of appeal rubber stamp it. Now we can put it online. Paymon, the president of Freedom Law School, lost his case. See? He could have won in court. Well, these are the same crooked judges that railroaded Trump. Remember? He was indicted in Georgia, indicted in New York. He was indicted in D.C. and Florida, right? By his crooked DOJ lawyers and prosecutors in states. And in New York was railroaded, and jury was told by the judge, you don't need to agree unanimously on anything. As long as you can agree, Trump somehow in different ways did conspire to break this law, which was no state law to begin with. That's okay. You can convict him. It was so bad, the judge afterwards, he just sentenced Trump to zero. Okay? Zero jail time. So guess what? What they did to Trump, they've been doing for decades to people in the tax truth freedom movement, like Urban Schiff, like Locke and Rose, like Sherrod Jackson, okay, like, you know, Thurston Bell, many others. They put a lot of people in prison, except me. I'm the only leader of the tax truth movement. The IRS has not been able to put in prison, get an injunction against me to stop, close up shop, or leave. So they're not going to give up on me. So they said, let's try again, and they sure did. You know, the funny thing is, the lawyer in my tax court case was actually a decent guy named Sebastian Voth. He recently left the IRS, by the way. And he's such an honest guy that I told him, look, this is a bunch of baloney what they're doing. And the case law is completely in my favor. What did he say? Well, Paymon, let's see what the judge has to say about it. I get on the phone with him. He tells me, Paymon, every time we get on the phone, because we got to discuss legal issues and the interrogatories and the discovery requests, exchanges we got to do, he says, every time we get on the phone, you teach me something new. I'm teaching this tax lawyer about tax law, according to him. When we go before the judge says, well, what do you say what you got here, Mr. Voth? He basically says, well, Judge, we're just going to present our case and let you decide. Because he was told by the managers, push this case through. Because IRS agents in the case refused to meet with me and discuss the case, even though they knew they were supposed to meet with me and discuss with me. So I told them, I'll discuss it with you. I'll talk with you. Let's meet. I'll mail them. I'll fax them. Again, call the agent, call the manager. Your letter says, let's discuss this case, the audit, before we go to tax court. I'm here. And tax court came out. The IRS agent on the case, on the stand, she was told by the manager to basically railroad Paymon. Don't meet with him, don't talk to him. When I talk to the manager, oh, you got to talk to my agent. And the agent herself, Christiana Thai, wouldn't talk to me. Because they cannot handle the truth. They just told by the top, keep the railroad going to try to stop Paymon. And they just do the job. And of course, the crooked judges, Judge Morrison, that wimp, crook Judge Morrison, who wouldn't look me in the eye when I was in there. who was surprised. His ears perked up when he found out I ran for Congress one time. He ignored the law. He ignored the facts of the case. The facts. He just changed them. Lied. Literally made up stuff. Ruled against me. And the Court of Appeals, what they do in these tax cases, they give you literally a one-paragraph rubber stamp. That's right. Don't discuss your arguments. Government's arguments. This introduce a case. One paragraph. Oh, one paragraph. This court case. You're done. Get out of here. Get out of here, little boy. Come on. Get in line like all the other slaves. Don't waste our time. You're not Google. You're not Facebook. You're not some Apple big corporation. We don't care about you, little slave. That's what happened there. Okay? And this case, we had over 50 exhibits about on our side. It's like about a foot thick of exhibits. And I'm dead to nuts right on appeal. But the court just ignores it, right? The rubber stamp. But guess what happened? These guys are idiots. I'm going to make this short. Basically tell you this. After I had my collection due process hearing with the IRS appeals officer, I never got a bill from the IRS. In fact, I don't recall ever getting a bill from the IRS except in the collection due process thing. I got a couple of bills then. After collection due process, I got zero bill. But guess what? Soon thereafter, a criminal agent calls after me looking for tax evasion. But I've not evaded any taxes. And these guys are idiots. They have not followed the law. They're not assessing me properly. They're doing things wrong. Okay? They don't even know their own law. Okay? They're going to come after me for tax evasion or whatever. Go ahead. Why don't you indict me, IRS? You had all these years. You know? Your agent, you send your agents. You know, Gary can visit my house. I talked to him. Okay? In 2017. 8 years ago. He was looking at me before then. Go ahead. Oh, because you know you lose. You know you lose in court because you get to tell me, educate the jury, do a classroom full of 12 jurors about the truth, about the law. They don't want to give me that opportunity. But they get to say, oh, we got a case against Paymon. Here you are, it's $93,000. That they never, ever try to collect after collection due process hearing. I met Gary and I told him, hey, I'm not going to bill on this case because they're not interested in the money. It's not about money. $93,000, whatever. No. It's about shutting me up. Try to put me in prison, but they can't do that. So, hey, at least they got a publicity that will, people look up, he got $93,000 with the IRS. So what? That is worthless what they got there, okay? Doesn't do them any good, and I'm not going to tell you anymore because I've taken too long. Let them find out how dumb and stupid they are. They've done so many things wrong. I don't want to expose their stupidity on this because I'm going to let them fall. They made so many mistakes. How do you think they came after me back in 2007? For $660,000 plus. For 13 years of employment taxes for phantom, non-existent employees they assumed they had for 13 years based upon the employment taxes they put on me. I challenged them. They ruled against me, IRS appeals, collection due process hearing, tax court. Sebastian Both, the honest lawyer, said no, he deserves a real hearing, send the case back. I got an honest agent, gave me a proper hearing and said, yeah, you're right, Paymon. They just made a bunch of numbers up against you, which is illegal. They can't do that. The agent just he saw five cars parked outside your house and made a note. It does not belong to any of Paymon's known relatives. And therefore, you assume they're my employees for all these years and I'm $660,000 plus of 2007 money. 18 years ago, over $1 million in today's money. Yeah. And the IRS appeals officer zeroed it all out. The tax court also officially had to zero it out. So it's all on our website, step 4. It's all there if you want to check it out. So yeah. So it's a battle for freedom skirmish. Yeah. They can do what they can do with the corrupt judges, but still means nothing. It is still a worthless exercise they've done for themselves because they cannot stop me from educating and empowering you, the American people, my friend. You, Jason. They're afraid of you and people like Jason, more Jasons, waking up and telling other Americans the truth and take our country back. No, no, no. You're supposed to be a slave. Just shut up. Be afraid. Don't ask questions. Go on. Mm-hmm. You know, and eat your, like sheep and cow, your little foodless, basic living, and then don't worry about this stuff. That's what they're trying to do. So, hope that gives you a little better idea what's going on there. Any other questions you got,
okay.
Jason?
Well, I've just told some people about this website and shared these videos, and they all think I'm crazy. They tell me I'm crazy.
Well,
but no, I really appreciate everything that you've done, and you know, I think I'm definitely going to become a member and just go for it. I mean, I'm sick and tired of throwing away my money to people that are criminals and wasting, you know, all this wasteful spending. So, I think I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah, that's what I did. Back in 92, when I heard about this stuff, the first night I saw a seminar on this topic, I thought, well, that's the solution. As a libertarian, we want to get libertarians elected to office to restore our freedoms. The Republican, Republicrats, same unit party, basically, for the most part, right? With some exception, like Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul. So I said, that's how we elect libertarians. We get all our money back. Now we have enough to pay to contribute to the candidate of our choice. Now we can support the churches that you believe in, you want to support. Churches these days borrow money from banksters. Yes. They borrow money from banks and pay interest, usury, to bankers to build the churches. And as time goes on, churches are being subservient to the banks. Don't talk about this. And we'll talk more like this. And you get more favorable terms. You know? So don't foreclose on the church building. That's right. It's time to be afraid, my friend. I mean, stop being afraid and let God's truth that is in you free you, Jason. So thank you very much, my friend, for taking the next step forward. We got several other callers, 510 area code caller, 937 area code caller, San 732 area code caller also just joined us. So 510 area code caller from Oakland, California area. Sorry you still live out there. Hopefully you moved. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, Damon. It's I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
This is Andrew from California. Heard about you many different places, but lately through Mike King.
Right on, Mike King, realhistorynews.com. So yeah. You saw me on Mike King, and he said, if Mike King pays, says Paymon's real, he's for real, huh?
yep. Mike King's a good guy.
Mike King, yeah, realhistorynews.com. He's on Rumble, look, Mike King. He tells you the history that was kept from you to make you a slave for many, many decades. It's been going on. So good job, Andrew, for doing your homework, brother. So what's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, it's some really eye-opening stuff he shares there. I think I recommend everybody to go on Rumble and check him out.
Yep.
So I haven't paid federal taxes since mid-2023. I didn't file in 24, and I didn't file in 25. But in 25, I just filed in October, went through a tax preparer, and I told the person that I was making myself exempt. Aren't you filing?
You filed for 24 or 23, I forgot. Which year did you have the guy file for you? For 24 or 23?
Oh, I haven't paid since mid-23, and I filed in 24 only state. And I filed this year, October, only state.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
But this time I had a tax. Yeah, this time I had a tax preparer do it in October here, just passed, and she asked why I wasn't filing federal. I said, well, because I made myself exempt. So because of that, I think she put my status as exempt somehow.
Okay.
And I received a letter from the IRS yesterday, and it says here, and I was going to send it to you, but I'm just going to briefly say what it's saying here. It says, why are we writing to you? It says, we believe you submitted an incorrect form, W-4.
Right. A locking letter. I know what you got. Yeah. Yeah, they threaten you. Now, it's two kind of locking letters. A pre-locking letter threatening to tell your employer to withhold maximum from your paycheck, to steal from you, to force you to file to get some of that back. There's going to be a threat letter and an actual one. Which one is this? This is a threat, or they're telling you that they're telling your employer to make you single zero on the W-4 for withholding. That's, I should see the letter, because I can have you read the whole thing on this. It takes too long. Read the whole letter. But I need you to know, is it a pre or they're already telling you, writing your employer as well? Which one is it?
I think this is a pre. It says, we may determine you can't claim exempt status.
Okay.
Or that the income tax being withheld is insufficient. The withholding compliance program could select you and require your employer to increase the amount of withholding.
Right. They could.
We would send your employer a lock-in letter.
Right. They call it a lock-in.
That's right.
Yeah.
It says, we would send your employer. Right.
Right.
So that's what I got.
Right.
Is this, okay, what's my action on this one?
Right now, really nothing, because there's nothing you can do. And the IRS may send a letter to your employer, and your employer, like 99% of employers, the accountant, CPA, tells them, employer, be afraid of the IRS. You know, they could really hurt you. This little peon, Andrew, doesn't matter. Get rid of him if you have to. Yeah, he quits. Doesn't matter. You get somebody else. You know, we don't want the IRS to mess with us. So to cover my ignorance on not to know nothing about the Constitution, the tax laws, I'm just going to tell you to do whatever the IRS says so we don't get in trouble. So that may come up, and we are planning to do a lawsuit, a couple of lawsuits on this lock letters. We got their complaint written up, actually. We're going to be filing in court. And unfortunately, this is one thing that we cannot do anything, because it's a completely illegal action by the IRS. There's no law allowing the IRS to do this.
Yeah.
Even the regulation to do it is illegal. And the way they're doing it is even beyond their own regulation illegal. But there's nothing you can do about that right now. But I want you to consider, okay, your options. Sometimes if it does come, the best thing you can do, start your business, get another job, retire, you know, do something else. Because most employers simply will not listen to the reason that the IRS will do nothing to the employer. The IRS simply bluffs the employer to steal it from the employee's paycheck. So let me ask you before we go on. Your company you work for, about how many employees does it have? How big is this? And how important are you in the rankings of the company's employees? The top 5%, bottom 50%? Where would you be roughly in that equation?
Well, I work for the state. So the state of California is huge.
Then you suck.
So we have the...
If that happens, look, you know, nothing I can do. I hate to tell you this. Yeah, they may force you to file a tax return to get that back. And now what they're doing, they're saying you have to file for 3 years, and then we might let it go. That's a new illegal thing they do, because they make up their own rules as they go by. No, there's not much I can do, because you work for a communist California franchise tax on top of that. So that, you know, it really, that's why I recommend people to start your own business or don't work for government or big corporations. Because those are worse slave plantations out there, sadly.
So once if they do a lock letter to the state and they decide to take taxes out, do I have to still file or
nope? They can take all money out of your paycheck and just ignore them. They take out of your paycheck as if you're single with zero allowances, you know, and they take your money. That's it. Nothing. They don't care. As long as they robbed you through your employer's assistance and active participation, they don't care. They got the money.
But you may
want to file to get some of that money back that they oversteal from you, even if you were required to file and pay income tax, which you're not. Okay.
Okay, so you're saying if they overdo it, file to get some of the money back.
You can.
Because I didn't
want
to put the noose around my neck.
That's one option. You got either these one or two things. Ignore it or file, get some of the money back. That's all you can do if they do that. If do do it. Okay?
Okay.
Sorry about that, Andrew. I wish I had an answer for you, but that's the best answer I got. That's honest and truthful.
All right.
Let me ask you a question. How long have you been working for the state of California? How many years have you been with them?
I've been with them about 14 years.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm over 62.
How soon can you retire?
Probably another 7 years.
Yeah. Just hanging for another 7 years. And I'm afraid, and that's all you can do really, given that situation, my friend. Because they give them, the one thing about California does, as a bunch of communists that they are, they give the employees great pensions, as you know. You take that pension and go to some nice, beautiful rural state like Idaho, you know, Florida, Tennessee, and, you know, live a peaceful life with that pension because the money goes a lot farther out of California, as you know. All right, brother?
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you for asking. Sorry, I'm not a magician, folks. I wish I was, but this is a quest for freedom. And we want to win the war, every battle we cannot win. That's the weakest area we got, is that lock and letters. Other stuff, I can beat him. I beat him many times. That's the one thing, because employer, he is the culprit on top of the IRS. Employer, CPA, accountant, tax lawyer, they're the culprits. You know? Just like the COVID jab. You know? It's not just the government and media that tells you to get the jab. It's that doctor or nurse that says, you should get the COVID jab to be safe. And more people have died at the COVID jab, the World War I and World War II combined. That's the real numbers, folks. New America, in about a couple of months ago, in one of the recent issues, they publicized that numbers. Okay. We're going to announce the 937 area code caller. You're live, my friend, with Freedom Law School. Please give me your first name. I heard about what I got wishes. No. Okay, you there? What's your first name? I heard about us, my friend. Nine 937 area code caller, are you there? I think I pushed a button for him. No, hold on, my tech guy says, wait a second. Here we go. Now you're live. Go ahead, my friend. Introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, Robert from Ohio. I had called in last week, and I did send some pages up yesterday dealing with Ohio state taxes, and I didn't know if someone had a chance to look over it.
I have it right here, my friend. You did a good job getting to us, letting us know it's about Ohio. That's the Freedom Hour. I got it right here for you, my friend. Let me see what you got here. The Department of Taxation of Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, failure to file notice for 2022. Okay. Written address to your wife, a woman. Starts with a letter B, her first name. Okay, and they see one of them is September 5th. The other one is a November 5th notice of assessment of saying that this woman, I assume your wife, B, she owes tax of $925 plus penalty and interest of about $1,600. And they say in there you can, of course, pay him. If you agree, you can agree and pay him. If you don't agree, you have 60 days after the service of the letter to file a petition for reassessment. So that's what you can do, okay, by doing that, to challenge that. Otherwise, after 60 days from November 5th, legally, you owe the tax. So it looks like you got until January 3rd or 4th to ask for a challenge to appeal it. Okay, a petition, on the second page of the letter, the instructions on there on how to do that. So you can either do that or nothing, let it go, because it's not a huge amount like $100,000 or $10,000. it's under 2,000 with everything included. You can file with the state if you can lower it if you want to. I don't know what that would be look like if you file a tax return because they're being aggressive a little bit here. But those are your options, okay, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking because I have some ideas on responding back, but I figured maybe it's not worth it for that.
Yeah. Small amount is a challenge. You pay them or not pay them. But it's not like worth to pay anybody to challenge them. Yeah. And really, the problem is that challenge something like $1,600 like this or $160,000, legally the same processes and same skills, same legal research writing, also going to be done. So if this was $160,000, yep, it'd be worth fighting. $16,000, maybe, probably. But $1,600?
Gotcha.
You know, yeah. I mean, how much you would want to spend on just $1,600? It costs you more than that to challenge them than that. But you can delay it if you want a little bit. You can do that. Plus, it's only on her, not you. I assume you working. I assume you make more than her because the tax they claim she owes is only $925, they claim, plus payments and interest. So it seems to me she's probably working at maybe small part-time job that didn't file, but you probably got maybe a small business or something. And you're not a W-2 employee. They have not caught up with you. So you're fine. I assume you probably make most of the money in this equation. So it's not that big of a deal, perhaps. Is that, am I close to correct of your situation?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I put it kind of in the initial email. And that's what I figured it's not enough work to spend that much effort into it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, that's right. So you don't know what they came up there after your wife with 1099s against your wife, but if it's 1099s and she has some expenses, she can go in the hearing and say, look at all those expenses. So you thought I made $30,000 in 1099s I got, but I actually got, $14,000 in expenses. So that makes it net $16,000.
Right.
So maybe she owes them zero, even according to their numbers, because they usually have so much exempt, or reduces out to maybe $400. Maybe that could be done also. I don't know. So that's something to look into. I would ask for a hearing within 60 days, short letter by certified mail, get proof of that mailing, and say, hey, look, what is this all about? You don't even say what the numbers came from. And you have a right to know. Where do you get these numbers so I can challenge them?
Right.
Because I don't think we owe this for your wife. You write for her. She signs it, okay? And take it from there, perhaps. Have a little fun because it's not a huge amount that's going to break you. All right, Robert.
All right, Damon, thank you.
You're welcome, brother. Thanks for calling. I appreciate you being in touch with us. All right, we have now a call from area code 321, followed by someone from area code 732. If you have a question, you can call the number you see on your screen, 424-552-1299. On your telephone keypad, press 1, and you will be added to a list of people with questions. Again, 424-552-1299. If you have a question, and press 1 on the telephone keypad to get your question answered. 321 area code caller, please tell me you heard about Field Law School in one way. And your first name and your question.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. What is your name?
My name is Anthony.
And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
I've seen you on YouTube and watched some of your videos. I think I was watching with the IRS agent one time, and then you popped up a few times, so I subscribed to you. You've been kind of watching you here and there.
Okay. All right, Anthony. And how may I help you, brother?
If I have a small a business, right? But I'm also a W-2 employee, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't been filing an exempt on my W-2, which I think I should have been doing that for a while now. But I haven't filed taxes since 21. So I don't know exactly what should I do as far as, like, for next year. Should I, like, do exempt? I haven't gotten any letters other than something that I had because I had a business out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just saying about, you know, foreign, you know, income coming in, and that I needed to, you know, to file or whatever. But I just don't know what should I do about, you know, my W-2 job, and if I should put exempt. And I live in a state that there's no state tax.
What state do you live in?
I haven't filed in Florida. Right?
Okay, all right.
So it's like, you know, I mean, after kind of watching some of the videos, I was like, well, I mean, if I don't have to file, I'm not going to file. But I just don't know if that's going to be coming back down to me, come down in a couple of years. Like, hey, why you ain't filing? You know, why you ain't filing? You know, your federal taxes, you know?
Look, so, you know, why? You can stop the withholding from your paycheck. Why haven't you already done so? Why are you allowing your employer to steal money out of your paycheck when you can simply stop it yourself? The instructions on our website are for free at freedomlawschool.org.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta find out. I gotta do that, because now with my business, am I supposed to file? I mean, since I'm living in Florida and my business is in Florida, I mean, I just pay standard deductions, though? Because I know you got, what, like 3 years, 5 years for just standard deductions or whatever?
Anthony, you are not from the Washington, D.C. You're not from the District of Columbia. You're not a U.S. citizen for tax purposes.
Yes,
if you don't have to file income tax, you don't need no deductions or expenses, period. It never applied to you. Washington, D.C. is a foreign country with respect to the 50 countries in this American Union. Florida is a country. So is California. So is Texas. They're countries. No different than Germany and Italy and France. They're countries within the European Union. That's their union. We have a union here. You have free transportation between these states, just like America. You got to think of it that way. We're not one country. We are 50 sovereign countries in a union with the agent government in D.C., and those tax laws are written, income taxes, for those people who are within that 51st country of Washington, D.C., not the people of the 50 states. Okay? So don't go to my videos. Go to our website. Go to freedomlawschool.org, okay? And go through the 7 steps there. Watch the videos in our 7 steps, not as randomly on our channel. Okay? If you go to 7 steps at freedomlawschool.org, everything will be nicely explained to you step by step.
Got you. Appreciate that. Yeah, go ahead and do that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Mike.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling, Anthony. Let's go now to the caller from area code 732, followed by a caller we have waiting from area code 410. 732 area code caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and your question. Yes?
Hello, Payman. This is Lamont Daves from New Jersey. I called in about 2 weeks ago.
Say your name again slowly.
I was asking about Lamont Daves.
Spell that.
L-A-M-O-N-T.
M-O-N-T-Y? Monty?
No, Lamont. Lamont.
Oh, Lamont. Lamont, gotcha. L-A-M-O-N-T. Got it. Thank you. Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead, my friend. Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes, I was asking about 2 weeks ago. Regarding Jersey's tax code, I have no intentions on filing taxes next year, but the issue is I live here in Jersey, so I don't know if I'll be able to avoid paying state taxes, even if I refrain from filing the 1040.
Okay. I remember you called.
Yeah, yeah, so, yes.
You're right. I'm sorry. I know I've been so busy with Thanksgiving. I had relatives in town. I didn't look up New Jersey tax. I was going to look up for you. I don't get to do that for people, non-students very often, but I want to do it for you. But give me a couple more weeks. I'll do it. I got make a note, guys. I got to look up New Jersey law when he calls. Okay, read New Jersey law. So when he calls again, and laws about paid income taxes. So I'll check it out, okay? And have somebody call you. How about that?
Okay,
Okay, so I'll have someone call you with the answer. Yeah, I'll have someone call you, because since I wasn't ready, I'll have somebody call you. Okay? So okay. Whether you have to file, okay? Okay?
So when should I expect that call?
Next week. Not so good. Give us a little time next week. Give me a little time to have somebody look it up and call you next week.
Okay, yeah, because of the reason why I'm asking you is because I intend on becoming a member, but I want to know for sure that it's worth becoming a member whilst living in a state like New Jersey.
Well, bottom line is that the membership protects you from the IRS. States we don't protect generally. Sometimes, in a case by case, we may protect someone from state income tax also with a 100% guarantee, but we generally don't. So your main benefit is you don't pay the IRS fees because you never owed them in the first place. If you also not pay the state, that's an extra benefit. But like you heard a caller earlier from California, said, look, I work for the state of California, I pay the state, but I don't pay IRS. That's the main benefit you get from membership is the IRS part. The state part is the extra. We try to help you with that. But sometimes that's not the case. You better pay state income tax. You know, so like Pennsylvania, you got to pay income tax. I know for sure with Pennsylvania as an independent tax system. New Jersey, we need to go look at that a little bit closer and let you know about that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Damon.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you for calling again. We have, looks like, one more call from Erica 410, waiting to get their question answered. 410 Erica caller, please give me your first name. I heard about Freedom Law School, then your question, please. Are you there from Erica 410?
I've been watching you for a couple years. On the internet, I guess. I saw you. Yep.
Where's your name?
Steven Schwing.
Oh. No problem. Steven, what platform or how did you get to our videos? Was it YouTube, Rumble? Where was it? And how did you get to us in the first place? What's that?
Facebook.
Oh, okay. Very good. And how may I help you?
So, my wife is a W-2 employee, and I have a business, and we just filed for her, and I'm getting ready to file for her for 24 because we have to do FAFSA for student aid. So, I guess it's smart to do that because she doesn't make a whole lot of money and that would probably help us out with student aid. Does that make sense?
I understand what you have in mind. So what's your question?
So my question is you know, do I just go and have them stop taking money out of her plan? But the problem is when you go through FAFSA to, you know, you have to go through that to register for college. So it seems to me that there's really no way around not somebody doing a 1040 because you're not going to get any aid from the college.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple of questions first before we go to that question you asked directly. Is this your young son or daughter you want to get this for? And why is your child going to, which one, son or daughter?
A daughter.
Okay. What does she hope to get out of getting that college education and going to debt for?
Well, you know, the lie that everybody's believing.
What do you mean? Why is she going to be attending college? Why is she borrowing money for? What's going to be the benefit from her going to university? Why she want to borrow to go attend university? Why go into debt is the question.
She's highly intelligent, and she needs professional high-end skills to go where she wants to go.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Does she want to get married, have children?
Probably.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Okay.
She's 18, she's 17 years old.
Let me suggest you have a real conversation with your daughter. Okay? A serious conversation about her future. What does she want to do? She got basically two choices. They're mutually exclusive for the most part. You there.
Well, let me back up.
Yes, back up.
Let me back up. She has three-quarter scholarship to the university for one of her skills, and it's a very expensive school. So the other 25% is, you know, is a, I think there's enough financial aid help from the school that we're going to get, because my wife is a teacher, so she doesn't make that much money. So they're going to look at the only tax form, because, you know, when you do FAFSA, you have to submit your taxes, and, you know, they look through that. So it's only going to reflect my wife's income.
I understand that.
So
I'm asking something deeper,
a small
Stephen.
Salary.
Stephen, stop. Let me help you with something deeper than that. You probably never thought about this, but I love you and your daughter too much not to tell you what I'm about to share with you. Okay? We've been lied to about many things.
Yep.
We've been lied that men can have children. Right? We've been lied that, you know, you can change your genitals with surgery and chemistry and hormone injections and change your sex. Guess what another lie we got? Is that women should go, if they're smart, get formal education to universities, especially if they're smart, and then get a job or career because they're smart, and it'll be a waste of a smart woman's brain to simply be a barefoot pregnant hick having children. Basically, they're telling our young girls, unless you're dumb and stupid or some hick on the countryside of the country of Alabama something, you should go like a man, get educated to university, Yale and Harvard, and get a degree. Hold on. I'm telling you this.
I understand all this, but...
But what?
I understand exactly
what
you're
saying. Does she understand it?
But, yes. But the thing is the going to the school, playing the sport, and then going for this. This is going to happen. So I'm just...
If it's
going
to happen, let her do it on her own then. Let her do it on her own. If that's what she wants, she can do it. Why would you want to aid her in that process?
You got to be realistic.
About what? Realistic about what?
Well, it's a dream.
It's a dream? Yeah, I know. Guess what?
Yeah.
I have also a daughter. She's a very good sports. I've had more than one. I had a daughter. And again, guess what I did? I sent her to college. She's smart, too. And not to go get this advanced degree, because those formal education are worthless anyhow. Oh, sports. Yes, she played sports in high school. Very good at it, too. But her and I clearly understood that there's two choices at the end. I'll tell you the other choice. Extreme example. I had an Indian guy come talk to me about 9 years ago with his daughter, a tax problem. And the daughter was 30 years old. She became a medical doctor. Then about age 30, she got married and had a baby. Ooh, what did I do? I spent all these years getting a degree, studying this stuff, and also over $500,000 we spent on medical school and everything, and I got a baby now, what am I going to do? Well, thank goodness for her, she had enough common sense and smart realize her mistake, that they wasted over $500,000 and 10 years of her life, post-high school education, so-called, and that human life, her baby was first, and dumped that degree for practice, she became a full-time mom. So now, your daughter has a choice. Do you want to help her go that route and find out about the mistake? Or you want to do like I did? I said, my daughter, I told her what I want you to do. Go out there, and I told her, go get a dating service, okay? And lots of guys want to get a beautiful virgin like you who's family-oriented, wants to get family, and they can't find them. They find girls who have a bunch of sexual lovers in high school called so-called boyfriends, which is not a friend. It's just a sexual partner. And they switch from to another. They go to the university, party, and drink because all the friends does it. They get into all this stuff, keep going. And then they get this lie of, I got a degree, I got a bachelor's or master's. Oh, well, I got to do something with that. They're going to get a career. And then they find out in the late 20s, maybe around 30, you know what? I'm not quite happy with all this. Something's missing in my life. Gee, I wonder what it is I'm missing out on. Oh, I figured it out. God made me a woman. I can have a baby. My husband cannot. He is supposed to go work his butt off, and I'm supposed to have a baby. Even if I'm smart.
I understand all this.
Then I'm not going to support you or her to destroy her life because I love her. It's up to you. I'm not here to destroy people's lives.
No.
It's a waste of money. And going to debt. Why go into debt? Now, if she's going to do it for free, she wants to work hard on her own, do it, get the other quarter, fine. But why would you put a ball and chain on her of a loan? Because she has to pay off that loan. How would the loan be paid off? Because she wants to play sports? Play sports with that outside of school. How about the best sports in the world? You know what it is, best sport in the world? I'll tell you what the sports world is. When I was in college, honestly, because I didn't know all this stuff when I came to America. I had no parent around. Nobody to guide me. I did a lot of wrong things. I had a lot of girlfriends, too. Sorry to say, I didn't know better. I was one of those sinners, you could say. Honestly, truth. I'm admitting it. Okay? Guess what I majored in college? It wasn't business. It wasn't finance, economics. I majored in one thing. It's called girls and sex. The education was on the side. Okay? That's the reality of it. Nobody talks about it. Murmur, but it's the reality of it. You want to send it out there? If she wants to do that, that's fine. She doesn't know better. But now I'm giving you as the father. You are the father. You are the guide. You're the one that to help her see this stuff. Say, that's not the way you want to go at all. Look at this stuff a little bit more. With my daughter, she had a date every single day. My wife said, we don't need to study money for food. She says, no. My dates, every day I have a lunch with a different guy who's interested in me. You know, because you can't find 18-year-old girls virgin that don't have tattoos and hook of the noses and want to get married. Really, those traditional family be a mother and a wife?
Okay.
That's antiquated.
Yes.
Right? So the guys want her, and she got married, got a baby, happily, everything. So on the fast food thing, if you want to go that route, I would tell her, why do you want to borrow? You want to become a slave. You want to borrow that money because you want to play sports? Really? How are you going to pay it off? She hasn't thought about it. But you are the father, Stephen. You got to think about it. Yes.
Yeah, but hold on. What I'm asking is, you have to fill out FAFSA.
No, you don't.
The one thing you have to fill out.
By the way, on that issue, you don't. There's no requirement to do that, Bobby, because let me tell you what. Stop. Let me answer your question.
Hold on.
I'm going to cut you off if you don't let me, because I'm giving you my time for free at your $1,000 an hour. So respect me that I'm trying to answer your question. I know what you're thinking. I'm already ahead of you. Since you don't care about her not having a child, be unhappy later on, late 20s, not having my husband because men like younger women, all that's even thought about, that's fine. That's fine. That's your decision to guide your daughter better or not, or abandon her to whatever the media told her, be it a sports and career and all this stuff. That's fine. If you want to do that, free agency. You're free. She's free. But I'm telling you, no. There's no requirement for that. Because you know why? A lot of people don't have fathers and mothers at home. A lot of young people don't have parents. Or the parents hate them. Or they hate their parents. They have no relations. And guess what? the government, federal government, does not exclude them from going to college because your father or mother hates you, or you hate them, you separate from each other. They'll let them in also. So now I told you on a secret that you can't get your daughter that loan, the ball and chain around her neck, because she wants to go play sports, because that's the end thing to do. She's been brainwashed. That's what she got to do. Otherwise, she's be unsatisfied with her life. She wants to do that. She's going to do it without that. That's available. You don't have to do that. But if really you wouldn't want to guarantee, hassle-free, don't have to ask questions and make it easy, doesn't matter, money doesn't matter, principles don't matter, income tax thing, file tax return for that, do that. But I don't recommend people becoming dependent upon government in any way, shape, or form. I'm here to have you, your daughter, and America, my children, be free in complete ways. I'm not here to save people on income tax money. That's not what I'm here for. I am not a tax guy. I'm not a tax-saving guy. I'm a freedom guy. So you have choices in your life, so does your daughter. So she can get those loans and ball and chain and figure out, I never thought about how I'm going to pay him. By the way, I found this cute guy who wants to marry me, but I guess I can't because I got these loans I'm going to work to pay off now. Okay? So you think about these things. And young people have told you about not getting the old loans. And you know what the guy tells me, Paymon? You're right about that. Thank you. You told me to go to community college for a couple years, you know, and so maybe I can afford. I'm glad I did that. My friends who went to get these loans, they got ball and chain, even if it's three-quarter free money, whatever they give. These are corrupt institutions. Why are they focused on sports? Give me a break. You go to a university, get educated so you can do something with yourself in your life. But what's the mother going to do? She got to give 100% to that baby. My daughter was visiting me. That baby didn't want to leave her mom alone because that's God gave it to her and didn't have that. We don't think about those. We're not taught about these things. Equality between sexes is a bunch of lies. Equality is not the same as sameness. We're not the same. We're equal, but complementary. Her role is be an intelligent mother and a wife. Just because she's intelligent doesn't mean she goes down the drain and wastes herself trying to become like a man because the society told her, says, great one, what are you going to do when you grow up? At my Christian school, my daughter was the only one at grade one. Whenever she was on the stage, says, on the stage, she said that, I'm going to be a mother. Everybody else was brainwashed. I'm going to be a fireman. I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to be a doctor, business person, because they brainwash our girls. I'm here too for you.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yeah. So, in order, I'm not talking about getting a loan from the government. In order to get a scholarship or based on need from the university where there's money available for there, you have to show that you don't make a lot of money. So, in order to get that money, you have to fill out a FAFSA because it's part of the process. I'm telling you no.
What would the child do if she has no parent? He has no parents. Or parents of this older.
No, I don't have to take a loan.
Even the scholarships, they give that gifted person with that parent's scholarship on the FAFSA.
You have to fill out a FAFSA to get any type of gift.
Wrong. No. That means think logically. You're not thinking. A lot of kids don't have fathers in America, okay? And a mother is on welfare. Makes a little bit, you got a comfortable life, obviously middle class or better, but a lot of people are poor, don't have fathers. And the mom doesn't have anything. What tax return they got? You think they discriminate against that young person who has no father, mother is on welfare? Oh, because you don't have a tax return, you're poor? No. It's just that they know middle or upper middle class responsible people like you who don't ask questions because you're such a good, honest person. Believe whatever these guys tell you. But the fine print says, if your parents refuse to give it to you, you don't talk to them, they cannot force her to give them a tax return. They make that exception. But they will not tell you about it. They want you to be that slave.
Yeah, I'm not.
But if you want to do it, do it. I mean, I have no solution to do that. If you want to do it, do it with your wife, do a tax return, and get that FAFSA. Done. If you want to do it that way, you can do it that way.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get the FAFSA. I mean, the loan, the scholarship. I'm just asking.
Scholarship, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not signing up for a federal loan. It's just, I'm just wondering, my real question is, you know, there's $25,000 left that they will give us. I just have to do the FAFSA in order for them to give it. But would I be better off just getting her money back, stop her getting the money coming from her W-2, and just use that money to pay the extra $25,000? That's all I'm asking.
I'll tell you what.
I've been married for 30 years.
I'll tell you my answer to that question. I'm not answering you. You know why? Because I'm not doing this work 12 people in any way get benefits for being slavery, to be a slave. I don't want to encourage anybody to be a slave. This is a voluntary slavery system.
I got out of the slave system. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, then do it. That's your choice.
I mean, perhaps I could pay you for a consultation and we could get a little more into the details. Okay.
Look.
I think I lost.
I am not really crazy about that either, honestly, because at a matter of principle, I just don't like to support any kind of socialistic behavior. I don't like to encourage that type
of thing. Right. But again, I'm not entering into a slavery system by just filling
your
out
wife
these
is.
Forms.
Sure, your wife is.
To
She's going to follow 1040 form.
Well, I mean, in order, there might be, it might be a free education if we fill out this form because she doesn't make that much money.
I wouldn't call that education. What these colleges do is typically miseducation and brainwashing that they do.
Well, I can tell you the network where she's going to go is going to put her in a network of people.
I'm not sure what you mean by network. What is that? Network of what? What do you mean network?
I mean, these kids most of the kids go on to be very successful people.
Yeah. So you want to try a daughter to be a successful engineer, businessman, lawyer, doctor, dentist, whatever, and choose not to have children or husband stays home. Right? That's what you want?
You got to be in those networks, man.
Is that what you want for your daughter, to not be a mother and wife?
Hey, sure. I mean, I'm in it.
Okay.
You're in it.
No, I'm not in it. I'm not into that at all.
You're in the network. Yeah, you're in it. I get it.
What's the it you're referring to?
Just the network of the right people.
What does that mean? I don't know what you mean by network of right people. What's the right people?
Obviously, you're with them because it takes the right people to do the right thing.
Who's them? I don't understand what you're talking about, my friend. What network of your daughter are you talking about? She's 17 years old. What network is she talking about her?
I mean, she's already in a network of this sports academic world, and she just wants to further her goals.
Okay. I suggest you reconsider the way you're guiding her. I think you'll be sorry 10 years from now, and so she will be. Because you found enough truth about not paying income tax, but you think that's all there is to it. There's been many other lies you've been told, and you find it shocking. I'm telling you the truth, but I'll love you and her to tell you the truth. She may have lied about equality, all this stuff, sports. No. Her job is to become a beautiful, loving, intelligent mother, have kids.
No.
Why not pursue that?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your question, my friend. I hope we give you enough information. Let's go next caller. Eric was 6-year-old caller. Let's go to him because I gave you all the information you wanted. There's much more I can tell you. You want to do it, you can do that. You know, I mean, there's not much we can say. We can have a philosophical disagreement. That's fine. You know, we can disagree respectfully. You can do what you want to do. Your daughter is free to do whatever she wants to do. The FAFSA information, you got the answers. You already had it already. Really, you didn't need my my thing. I think you just wanted my approval. But, sorry, I respectfully disagree. I respectfully disagree that, you know, we have bought the lie since, you know, after World War II, you know, 60s, the woman's so-called liberation, so-called feminism, which is actually make the woman masculine like men, okay? Try to be like a man, equal like a man. And that's what led next step was homosexuality and LGBTQ. Femininity, women's masculinity was the start of all that whole process. You don't see that. But welcome. Our parents were lied to. Our parents, they gave us wrong information. Now I'm trying to help you go back to the goodness of the past. Not the bad of the past, but the good of the past. While we have the technology of the present and future. Okay? And have your intelligent daughter you claim you have. Become a beautiful, healthy, wonderful mother of a clan of good people, strong, healthy, loving people, godly people like yourself and her. And you're saying no because the end thing nowadays is for girls to play sports, the end thing to get scholarships, maybe some loans to, could you play volleyball, soccer with some other people, some young people, versus their destiny being married and children. That's, you know, who can have children? That's why the white world and advanced world, Korea, Japan, these countries are self-destroying. Because the women are not having children. Because they get married much later or they don't. Intelligent ones like your daughter don't get married. That's why there's a birth dearth going on there. Population going down. Because women are taught not to go be married with kids. That's for ignorant, bare hick pregnant from middle of Alabama, south someplace, that do that. Smart women go become doctor, lawyers, get scholarships, you know, and advanced degrees, you know. But let me tell you something. Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife, Maria Shriver, she had kids with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Arnold said, I want a wife and a mother. She had a master's degree, Maria Shriver, at Kennedy. Multi-millionaire, rich. Advanced master's degrees. Had a career in media, television, advanced. She realized, I'm going to choose motherhood. All that advanced education, I got a career, don't matter, nothing. To me, being a mother of these beautiful children I'm going to raise on my own. That is what God wants me to do. That's my destiny. And that's what makes me happy. And she's glad she did that choice. So it's up to you if you want to have the conversation with your daughter, because you were not never told about that. Okay? Now, I know I'll have to be able to do a confrontation about it with you, but sorry, because I love you and her too much. I love her too much. I suggest you look into this stuff a little bit further yourself. Okay? And consider, hey, saving her what you can from this feminism of equality with men, advanced degrees from these worthless universities, and getting a so-called career she won't be able to get possibly, and to go into debt as a slave to pay off whatever, $20,000 or $2 million? Why? You know? So that's my invitation to you out of love. I know it may not come that way, but it has come from love for you and her, especially. That's where I'm coming from, brother. All right. We have a call from Erica 630, my friend. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, my name is Madeline. And I was just watching on a thread that came up on my phone. So my question is...
On YouTube or Rumble what, or X? Where are you watching us right now? How does this come up? On what platform?
YouTube.
Okay.
Hello?
All right, yeah. How may I help you, Madeline?
Hi. Okay, good. All right, good. So I work for the federal government, and I also have a small business. I live in Florida. I recently turned off my taxes. I was paying taxes. I recently went exempt because someone told me that I didn't need to be paying taxes since I do have own a small business through my W-2 job. Is that correct?
You said you're from Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Because you don't owe federal income tax, because you're not from a country of Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. The federal income tax is for federal land of Washington, D.C. You live in a country of Florida, America's 50 countries plus one. Mm-hmm. Florida, New York, Texas, all countries. Same as France, Germany, and Italy within the European Union. There's an American Union. Now, they speak French, German, Italy. In that union, different languages. In America, we speak one language, English. But nonetheless, we are different countries. That's why each country in America, state, has its own legislator that makes laws, its own governor that executes the laws, and its own judiciary, Supreme Court, that is arbitrary between the other two branches of the government. The states are not a subsidiary or a part of the federal government. No. States were countries after the American Revolution, who were independent countries for many years, from 1783 till 1791, when they ratified the Constitution to create a new agent government called the United States to perform specific 18 functions on behalf of the country's states, like military defense, common money, common immigration rules, and stuff like that. States kept all the power and sovereignty, same as France and Germany and European Union have their sovereignty, except for immigration rules, for example, and common money. They gave that up to the European Union. Same thing here going on here. Okay. So you don't owe a federal income tax, period. End of story. You can stop income tax withholding because you never owed it in the first place at all. Does that help you understand? And to verify that, what you want to do is to go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, okay? You go to the homepage, freedomlawschool.org, and it encourages you to take the 7 steps to regain your power and freedom and never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally, safely, and guaranteed if you choose. Click on the gold bar, says start 7 steps right there, and it takes you down. You scroll down to free yourself from income tax slavery with these 7 steps. Follow the law is number 1. You need to read the brochure there and or watch the videos there that will show you that based on the official legal websites of U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income taxes. Okay? So that's the first step. And you take the other steps also, and you understand this for yourself, and you can keep your hard-earned money that belongs to you in the first place, Madeline, not paying income tax on your business or the money that you do for federal government in Florida. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to know, and for my business as well. But you just said that, so great. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And I am going to go on the website and look at what you just said, too. So, all right. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. My pleasure. Okay, now the line's open for questions. I'm going to announce the number and take some questions online while we have new callers perhaps calling. The number to call if you have a question is 424-552-1299 and then press 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. Again, the number to call is 424-552-1299 and press 1 on your telephone keypad for me to ask your question orally and I'll answer it for you. Okay. Online, I had my people answering people's questions, so that's a benefit to you. But if you have questions that want to need to be answered by me, if they tell me, I'll answer it right now. If you have any questions on the guys that on Rumble or X or YouTube, any of these places? If so, I'll answer them. Okay, let's see. Let me see what the commentary on this. See, this guy says my parents pulled me out of school. Taught me at home. Then I took over my dad's vacuum repair business. Yeah, it is my book, okay? I'm excited for you to read it, okay? All right, okay. Okay, okay. Pay him on a spot on. And what does the guy say? He says, thankfully, my parents knew better. My dad was in Army intelligence with a top secret clearance after World War II. They taught me, and that's how I know Paymon is correct. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Area 71, my friend. We got some kind people out there. I appreciate your love and support, my friends. Okay. All right. So there's no questions online, I see, guys. Okay. All right. And nobody with the questions live. We answered a lot of questions tonight. Remember, my friends, you are in control of your destiny. You are meant to be free, not a slave. You don't have to pay income tax. All you gotta do is seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And that truth is for you, is on our website, freedomlawschool.org. Listen to the videos as you drive around town while you watch the road. At lunch or dinner, play it again this time, watch it, and verify everything is being taught to you so you understand it. And love people you know, family members, spouse, children, brothers, sisters, cousins. Text them, email them, share them our brochures we mail you free of charge to you to educate them to be free in this time when inflation, cost of housing, electricity, and food is much higher than increasing wages. People are hurting. People need every dollar to get out of debt, have some money for emergencies, for a car breakdown, or whatever may come up. So with that, thank you. I give you my love. With education, I encourage you to love others by giving them the opportunity to be free, prosperous, and have more avenues for joy and happiness. Thank you for watching.